Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This hour is brought to you by Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on. Number 1.
Just how physical was yesterday's Bears practice? How physical was it? Let's hear from Tyreek Stevenson.
I told one of the rookies there, I said, I think that's the most we ever like hit while I was being here. But it felt good to just see the guys ramp up and just to see that everybody came ready to practice today. You know, whether we messed up on plays on defense, whether the offense messed up on plays, got right back on the ball and went right back at it. I feel like that's what we should practice like every day. That's the message the team shot to us. The coaching staff and everybody, that's what we need to see out of every day to be a championship defense and a championship offense.
What are your thoughts about Tyreek's comments and yesterday's physical practice?
John Greenberg, as he tends to do, summarizes things in an amusing manner. Perhaps that's why he is a noted writer by trade. And I was laughing because he had screen grabs of all the how physical was it at practice. And the headline was Biggs, the Wiley veteran, has seen a Bears practice that physical before, but it's been 20 years. Patrick Finley said it was the most physical practice he had seen in his life. Adam John says he doesn't think he can recall a Bears training camp practice quite like the one yesterday. Physical live tackling over multiple periods. They even tackled during a 7-on-7 period. Courtney Cronin, I don't know in my 10 years of covering the NFL that I've seen as much live tackling in a practice that we witnessed today. And Biggs, with a little different response. Bears wrapped up a 2-hour, 2-minute practice that was the most physical in terms of live hitting that he had seen since early in the Lovie Smith era. They got after it today. So, I tend to go with Biggs here just because he's been around the longest. It sounds like it was very physical, but not the most physical ever.
On an episode of Take the North, a podcast which I perform with Dan Wiederer, all about the Chicago Bears, we're actually, before full pads, we were kind of lamenting the idea that even when NFL teams get into full pads and they're supposedly going to go live, which means live tackling in practice, it's always disappointing. It's always, you get a lot of protection out there. There's something called thud, where you're just wrapping the guy and bring him gently down. So
you place him down with care.
You give a little pat on the head, like this little bear right here. We have a bear in the studio.
One of them is named Grody, and one of them is named Emma, and I forget which is
this rich. Is Grody Bear. I will give him a little pat on the head.
Oh, Grody Bear.
So it was ironic and interesting to hear. I was not out at the hall yesterday on a day off, so to hear that it was a real practice with real tackling going on, that's my guess, is that's what was happening. There was actual real tackling, real hitting, which, you know, in my years, since everybody's given their resumes, in my years covering the Bears since 2018, yeah, I have yet to see a period or a full day of practice where it was just all out, okay, full pads, full, because we all get pumped up for it, and then it's always disappointing. So it was good to hear that they were hitting like it was two-a-days in Platteville, Wisconsin.
There were also multiple fights. That was a big part of this, too. Like, Roschon Johnson and Braxton Jones got into it a bit, from what we understand.
Always going to be a skirmish day, and they're not fights, Layla.
Oh, no, Roschon got into it with Jonathan Owens.
That's right.
Jervon Dexter and Braxton Jones got into
it. That makes more sense.
And didn't somebody get body slammed? Like, Braxton Jones got body slammed by somebody. Braxton Jones is 6'5".
No. I think you're conflating thinking back in the old days about Martellus Bennett body slamming Kyle Fuller, the Bears cornerback who went on to be an All-Pro. But that was the most. I was not covering the Bears then, but that was the most devastating Bears fight in recent history.
I'm not surprised that my brain went to WWE. But per Adam Johns, here's the report: the Bears had a real football practice today. Live tackling throughout the two-hour practice, gang tackling, hard hits on a hot day. Multiple skirmishes broke out, including DT Jervon Dexter sitting LT Braxton Jones to the ground. Okay, so not body slamming.
Yeah.
After Jones got into it with defensive end Austin Booker. I love it.
Man, Brick killed the guy.
Brick, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. You should probably lay low for a while.
And I killed a guy with a trident.
You may want to lay low.
But, you know, the funny part about this, too, is what happened in the first year of Matt Eberflus. Don't you remember the Bears got called out by the Players Association?
That's such
and
a great
I feel
nugget.
Like that story got swept under the rug a little bit. But it was for the intensity of practices or the level at which they were practicing per the rule at that time, right?
Somebody told on him. Somebody told on Matt Eberflus. Now, as we think back, who do you think? Five on it question. Sidebar. Sidebar. Who would have been the one to have turned, knowing what we know now, Jalen Johnson had to have been the one to turn in Matt Eberflus, right?
Well, first of all, you know what I always say.
At the end of the day.
Know your rights. So in that case, if the players knew and the association told them, you're not supposed to play this way, and didn't they get a warning too? They got a warning and then they did it again.
You know about Los Flus? Yeah.
Well, it was the Bears and that staff.
Yeah. No, you're right. I remember it.
I don't know that it was an individual point.
I do remember it. And honestly, we were probably all like, oh, poor Flus can't send the guys out there. Because we all want that. We all want to see things of consequence.
It was 2022. The Bears were docked an OTA practice session for violating live contact rules at a practice that occurred in May of 2022. Mm. Eberflus isn't the first coach and won't be the last to be docked a practice after a session got a little too rough. Just the year before, 2021, Urban Meyer and the Jaguars were fined $100,000 and also had a practice wiped out for violating the rules. Is this where I point out the ultimate result for both of those coaches with those teams or no?
Urban Meyer, what a joke in the NFL. I mean, that's one of the worst 10 years ever for an NFL head coach, right? Is it the worst? Urban Meyer?
Has to be up there. In the NFL overall, though, that's a tough one.
It is. There's been some doozies.
Yes.
And they've all coached for the Jets.
Number two.
Is the Cubs bullpen leaking even more oil?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Next question.
I mean, I go back to the stat that the marquee broadcast had, which was the bullpens in Major League Baseball since July 4th who have given up the most home runs. And the Cubs are number one at 25, and then it's the Yankees with 21. That is not good. And not just that, but they tried to add to their bullpen at the deadline. Poor Andrew Kittredge.
Yeah.
Don't call him Kitty.
Okay, I won't call him Kitty.
You
think it's too soft of a nickname, Kitty?
Yes.
Yeah. Don't tell that to Ron Kittle, though.
Well, Ron is cool.
Yeah, he is. Ron Kittle falls under the category of not to be messed with, just as Barry Bonds.
But is also incredibly accessible.
Very accessible.
He hangs out.
Very entertaining. We should get him on the show one of these days, as a matter of fact.
Just to appreciate him?
Yes.
I'm good with that.
Ron Kittle Appreciation Day.
I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we agree.
Do you want me to expand on how bad the bullpen situation is?
Yeah, I didn't even go either.
I was waiting for Grody.
I was waiting for Grody. My bad.
Robbie was done.
We got timing issues. It's the cadence.
No, it's okay. But Grody, no, we're on the same page. I mean, look, even seeing Thielbar struggle. Like, I knew that eventually guys are going to struggle and give up big homers, but Thielbar gave up the 3-run homer the other day as well, right? So that, yeah, there's been some concerns. I think, though, like, as with, and even Palencia had a blown save the other day. I think with these guys, with some of the names that I just mentioned in that bullpen, it is like the hitting. I do think that they will get their acts together, but until they get there, it's painful. There's nothing more painful than no offense and bullpen breakdowns.
Number three.
Five on it.
So bleak that way.
Sure does. Five on it on 670. The Score continues with Layla Rahimi and Mark Grody in for Marshall Harris. Here's the question. How devastating did every Reds hit feel in the seventh?
I asked this question, and it was in a succession of other questions because I, too, was leaking oil, so to speak. I don't think I can physically do that. And here's how the questions went. Listen here, Ozzy. It was number one. Just how physical was yesterday's Bears practice? Is the Cubs bullpen leaking even more oil? How devastating did every Reds hit feel in the seventh? Should I have just gone to the Death Cab for Cutie concert instead? Why do I waste my life on sports?
Ah, you didn't need Death Cab for Cutie.
Yes, I did. They're melancholy. Well, they hit a note for me.
I just walked by the theater today. They're out there again tonight. I already saw people taking pictures in front of the billboard.
I got show prep. I got Chicago Sky basketball tomorrow. I got to work on my boards.
You're better off.
No, I'm not.
These guys will bring you
down. I love Death Cab for Cutie, but I was like, no, I got to watch this game. And then that's what happened. So, yes, every single hit the Reds had in the seventh inning where I thought that the Cubs had added a solid bullpen piece, it just got worse and worse and worse. And not only that, but the worst part of it wasn't even that the hits were bad. It was the fact that you were worried about the team on the other side not hitting in return.
That is correct. And I will just add that it was painful. Like the 3-run homer that Kittredge gives up to old Spencer Steer, that's the pain. But the real pain was then pain. With one out, all of a sudden, same pitcher is in. Kittredge still, Kitty's still in the game. And then all of a sudden, there's runners on first and second and one out. And then there it is, a much more audible boo from the crowd. And I think texters are correct. Those boos are not necessarily like Andrew Kittredge doesn't have to take those boos with him. That's a boo, I think, organizationally. I think at that point, just what's been going on with maybe the trade deadline and the Cubs having fallen four games back in the Milwaukee Brewers. That was a collective 40,000 Wrigley Field fans needed to express some displeasure about what has been going on over the last 3 weeks.
So you're saying they were booing the situation?
The situation, absolutely.
Let's go
absolutely.
Back to that seventh inning because it started with a strikeout of Shota Imanaga against Ellie De La Cruz, which was absolutely fabulous. But then Craig Counsell took him out. I was like, just the one out in this inning, eh? And then that's when Andrew Kittredge came in, walked Austin Hayes, then Miguel Andujar singles, then the Spencer Steer home run. Mm-hmm. Then it was Noelvi Marte hitting the ground rule double that I swear I thought was a home run or something because of the way that that ball sounded off of the bat. It disappeared into the ivy. Jose Trevino singled on the line drive. Santiago hit the sacrifice fly. Mm-hmm. And then that's when Kittredge left the ballgame.
Kitty.
That was brutal. Brutal.
It was brutal. It was brutal.
With every single batter, I was like,
Did you guys see Counsell during the game? Like, after that Kittredge home run, he takes off his hat and he's like, his hands are in his hair. He, like, is clearly so, like, distraught.
Right. Not only did I see it, I rewound it and filmed it on my phone because I have the feeling it's going to turn into a meme and I just want to make sure I've got the raw video.
If I were to go on a mini Dustin type rant here, hey, Craig Counsell, can you like be a little bit more rah-rah? Can we not have you feel like you like the world is crashing down? We kind of need you to kind of pick this team up right now.
No, because he doesn't lie. He's basically one of us.
He doesn't lie. He sighs.
And he's like very sarcastic. I need him to be himself.
But like the energy of this team is PCA, and if PCA is down, who is that person that is bringing this team up morale-wise? Bring us together.
We had him on Monday. It was Justin Turner.
But
and not just that, but the energy of the team can't just be PCA. Number one, he's young. Number two, you see how frustrated he gets after at bats. Number three, that's why you have other veterans on the team.
But I think this team is just way too chill. That's my Dustin type rant. I'm just
okay,
saying.
A, you don't like dinosaurs, so that the credibility is just completely gone.
Is this right a prerequisite for the midday producers? Like, Studs hates koalas, yeah. Robbie hates dinosaurs.
For the record, I like all animals. I don't have a beef with animals.
Ray. Yeah, neither
sure,
did
man.
Jay.
I like dinosaurs, you know, man.
Neither
they're
did
pretty
Jay
cool,
Zawoski.
Man.
Cool, dude.
I love it, man. Texter told me to read a book. No, you read a book. I'm not reading no book on dinosaurs. You read a book.
They usually have pictures, though,
you
Robbie.
Watch PBS.
The dinosaur books are awesome, man.
Yeah, good fiction. I like the
I
fiction.
I actually think that reading books is good.
Oh, wait a minute.
I like reading the books.
Are you Carl Everett? Carl Everett played for the Chicago White Sox, Robbie, and he did not believe in dinosaurs. He
I'm thought... saying they could be there, but I'm saying it's millions and millions and millions. I'm not trying to be like I'm flat earth or anything like that. So now I'm trying to say, I'm saying dinosaurs are way too far away for me to be like, why are we holding them up in the air like, oh, dinosaurs?
Yeah.
I think you need to go to a museum. Have you stood next to a dinosaur?
Yeah, I have, but I... Okay, I don't want
to be Have you been to the Field Museum?
I actually haven't been to the Field Museum.
Okay, maybe
you need to go.
Maybe you and I need to take a little trip to the old field.
Make sure you wear one of those wrist leashes like they do for the toddlers so he doesn't wander off.
You and I walking around with Robbie with a little leash on him.
If he thinks PCA is the only energy source of the team.
Can I have fruit snacks?
One of the energy sources pitched yesterday started for the team.
The idea of me having a leash on there, like a little backpack on me. I like that.
You're more enthused by Josh Giddey than dinosaurs.
Yeah. What about cavemen?
That's what I was just envisioning. Robbie, stop talking about Josh Giddey and look at Sue.
Josh Giddey's real, okay?
Look at this caveman. Real. Look at the caveman exhibition. You see the big one with the club? That's what you're going to get. You know the caveman exhibit. What's the word?
Exhibition. You said
exhibition.
It right.
There
exhibit.
Is,
exhibit.
I just
exhibition
sit there,
is Sunday against the Dolphins.
I just stare at those little cavemen when I go there. I'm like, what do these cavemen want? What is going on in there? Because I think they're real.
We're gonna have to move on to the next question.
Number four.
What do they want?
We're only to number four.
What could you have been doing during the Cubs game last night that would have been healthier for you?
Holding the woman by the back of her hair. It's ridiculous. These cavemen.
I thought that was an answer to the preview. I could have been at the Death Cab for Cutie concert.
Yes.
My melancholy self could have enjoyed more melancholy, and then we could have all just sat together in the uncomfortable disc that created some great art. Instead, I had to watch that god-awful seventh inning happen.
Enough with your charts. You need to go to see Death Cab for Cutie. I'm walking you to the Chicago Theater after the show and taking you in. I will pay for you.
I can't just say, like, passes it to the man and boom goes the dynamite tomorrow for the Sky game. That's not okay. And then cue the, like, nine texters who were like, and nobody watches or listens. I don't listen to your show, but I listen every day. I work it out amongst yourself. I don't really care.
I would have been watching a show that I just discovered, ladies and gentlemen. It's the show that I have discovered that I'm sure people know. I just didn't have HBO for the longest time, so it was not in my head ever.
Agreed.
Little show called Righteous Gemstones. Have we seen Righteous Gemstones with John Gooden? It's hilarious. Black comedy is my jam. So that's what I would have been doing. I got to it later. I do my best TV watching late at night, but I did get to it, but that's what I would have been doing.
It's 630. They weren't saying boo. They were saying boo earns. I said the same thing earlier.
Meow.
I love you.
What have you guys been doing? What are you guys watching? Anything?
I'm watching a show on Apple TV. It's actually quite lovely. It's called Shrinking. It is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It's with Jason Segel and Harrison Ford. It makes my heart feel
warm. I've been told I should watch it, but everybody tells me I should watch anything with Harrison Ford because I love The Fugitive. Like, everybody's like, oh, girl, you got to see this Harrison
Ford Definitely not
Ford
reading
thing.
About dinosaurs. Yeah. I'm not doing that.
Oh, my God. Hey, there's some good prehistoric shows on Netflix that you should watch. Prehistoric Earth,
Pass.
I think it's called. Dude.
What do we do here? Because we're up against Cubs baseball, but we also need to get the... We need to bring to the people what Bruce Levine collected today about Bruce. From Kyle Tucker. What do? We have another question.
All right. We have another question. We got a hot Cubs lineup.
We also have to give away some tickets.
All right.
Okay. All of that is next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right, let's do the thing where we give people stuff for listening because you deserve it. And anytime Grody and I are together, the wheels fall off, so you deserve a prize. Caller 6 to the Score contest line, 312-540-0670, 312-540-0670. We'll win tickets to see Spiegel & Holmes at Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigleyville on Tuesday, August 19th. That's ahead of the Brewers series. You know that massive thing that we're all paying attention to? They are at 10 to 2 that day. Special guest Nico Horner will join the guys on site during the noon hour. Rahimi and Harris, our show, is live that day from 2 to 6. Cubs on Deck is powered by Verizon, the most reliable 5G in Chicago. Visit your local Verizon store today. So we got this information from Bruce Levine, by the way, as we get you ready for Cubs baseball, Mark Grody. And what I appreciated was Bruce just saying, hey, sends me a text. I talked to Kyle Tucker. He spoke about his slump. And I was like, this is awesome. So now let's all listen.
I mean, it sucks, but I mean, at the same time, we got another game the next day. So you just got to each at bat, just try and, you know, refocus and try and do what you want that at bat and do what you can to move runners over, try and get them in. So regardless of how you've been doing over a stretch of time, you just try and do whatever you can to win that game. So, I mean, each at bat, I try and just move on. Try and get better from that and learn from that. But, I mean, obviously, I need to do a better job at it.
I like hearing him talk about what he is aware of. We always assume that big leaguers will take that responsibility among themselves. Ian Happ spoke to it a little bit yesterday with us. But it's good to acknowledge, too, in the way that lets you know how they're feeling about it.
Yeah, and that he can be valuable in other ways, and that, you know, whether it's moving a guy over or, you know, what he's been doing even throughout the slump, still getting on base.
And that's a major key in all of this, and I think that's why really good hitters will at least try to walk.
Yeah.
They will try to do something to function offensively.
She shortened up the bunt recently.
Yes, and I think that was probably him trying to do what he could. And in a veteran space like that, when you know a vet who knows who he is and he's been given that leeway, I understand why that may have been a possibility. By the way, he is not in today's lineup.
Mm.
Facing Andrew Abbott, it is as follows. Nico Horner is batting leadoff with the lefty Abbott on the mound. Justin Turner is your first baseman today, and he's batting in the two hole.
He's our guy. He's our guy.
He is. Seiya Suzuki, DH. He is batting third. Carson Kelly catching, batting cleanup. Pico Armstrong, fifth. He is in center. Willie Castro is in right field today. That's where he was yesterday. He's batting sixth. Ian Happ is in left at seventh. Dansby Swanson, eighth. Matt Shaw is ninth. Cade Horton is on the mound. We had also talked a lot about when Kyle Tucker had jammed his ring finger.
Yeah.
Or his index finger sliding into a base in
June. Did that come up?
It did come up.
Oh,
so
good.
Let's listen to that, too.
Yesterday, Jed kind of intimated that maybe your hand injury had an impact on you, whether it be bad habits or it's impacting you now. But are you having some physical issues that are impacting your at-bats or anything?
I mean, it's fine. I mean, I got to go out and do my job regardless of how I feel. So I'm just trying to just continue that the best I can.
Where would you put this these struggles in your career? Like, how would you rate them and analyze them?
Not great, but I mean, just doing the best I can. I just got to grind through it and try and figure it out and hopefully turn it around.
I don't know that he necessarily needs to grind through it right now.
Sounds to me, though, like that was a he didn't deny that he's got an index finger issue. So I think we could pretty safely say Kyle Tucker has been injured.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's where I sit with this.
Yeah, and he's out today.
He didn't say no. But
right.
Then that goes back to the question where we asked as a group on Monday, and we had listeners chime in too with the same reaction.
Yeah, I mean,
why not just put the guy on the, you can put him on a 15, is it a 10?
10-day IL.
And would it be a 10 for him? Because there's levels to the IL.
Yeah, it would be 10 days, the way it sounds, because he's obviously been playing through it, but obviously they think he's valuable enough still with what he does. And by the way, I'm sure there's a lot of people looking at the Justin Turner spot and being like, what the hell are the Cubs doing? When you're slumping this badly as managers, and we all watch Joe Maddon do this, you got to get a little weird. You do. You got to do crazy things, just even for just a day, just to shake it all up, and then you make it normal again.
Yeah, David Ross did that too.
Yes.
There were times where, and I even asked him about it, there were times live on the Midday Show when he would appear. I was like, pretty obvious what you were trying to do there. You were just trying to mix it up.
Get
and it
crazy.
Worked.
You got to get crazy.
Like you have to do that, I think, every now and then to try to get something to happen.
And he's got
to
do something, because this is what we always like. When guys are slumping, and people are like saying, you know, the managers will say, or broadcasters will make excuses for guys by saying, well, you know, the manager can't go out there and hit for PCA. The manager can't go out there and make plays in left field. No, but what the manager can do is change the lineup around. Sit a guy down like Kyle Tucker. Sit a guy down like PCA. Send a guy down, as they have done a couple of times this season. Matt Shaw, send down. So we're seeing a manager do things when things are going badly. And that's good. Let's just hope it works.
That's his job. So Craig Counsell did speak about giving Tucker the day of rest today.
Feel like Tucker needed a day?
Yeah, I think just give him a day off to reset. I mean, there's a lot of good things happening there. It's just the, you know, he's missing some pitches that he feels like he should hit. That's hitting sometimes, and you know, you miss a pitch you should hit, the pitcher makes a good pitch, and you're walking back to the dugout. And that's the fine line of hitting in the big leagues. Like, you get the pitches to hit, and you got to do something with them. And lately, they've been foul balls for him, and that's kind of put him in some tough spots.
But when you hear him say that, and when you hear what you heard from Kyle Tucker, at what point does somebody else step in and say, you need to sit for a few games here?
Well, this is the start.
And
right?
They, you know, unfortunately, I think every single time they probably said, we can't afford to lose his bat. But his bat has been lost because of this to an extent.
Yeah, I don't think you can sit him out multiple days. I think this is perfect.
I mean, an injured, if he's hurt.
Well, if he's hurt, yeah. Oh, you're right. Yeah, if he's hurt and it's hurting the team, but I'd still rather have him out there. I guess this is the conversation. I'd still rather have him out there with a index finger injury than not playing. I do support him sitting down today, but that's as far as I'll take it right now, unless he aggravates it further.
And what's hard is, where was the All-Star break in this discussion?
Yeah.
If this has been going on for that long, that's what makes all of this really difficult.
Yeah, and it was on Marquee that it was Boog Sciambi who was the one speculating about this. Today, the Cubs wrap up their series against the Reds at Wrigley Field. Pre-game coverage begins at 12:45. The first pitch is at 1:20 on the Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network.
We love the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. It's
yes,
where you
do.
Hear Pat and Ron and Zach Zaidman and poor Zach having to talk about the booing with Andrew Kittredge. I agree with you, though. I think it's not necessarily the individual. It's the entire situation that got booed out last night.
That's what it was. It was just that moment that everybody, what was it, another 40,000 out there at Wrigley last night, they just all needed to express, maybe not even anger so much as, I think Cubs fans are a little scared right now. You know what I mean? Like, they have gone, again, from at once having, in June, a 7.5-game lead in the National League Central. The Cubs are now 4 games back, and we are probably in territory of having to look at the wild card race every day at this point. I'm still looking at the division, and as I said earlier, it's really, really hard for me to accept the wild cardness. But that's where we are, and this stuff does scare Cubs fans.
Cubs fans, but not Mark Grody.
I'm a little scared, too.
Mark
Grody is a little scared, too. Mark Grody was the one that picked the Cubs to run away with the division.
I still think that the Cubs take this thing, and they clinch the division, essentially, today. Congratulations to the Chicago Cubs, 7.5-game lead.
Did I guess tell you guys I had a relapse?
I forgot about the congratulations part.
Congratulations.
What did you relapse about?
No, that was a joke. I was relapsed from drinking. That's why I made the comment there. I was drunk when I said that. That was my joke.
Oh.
People don't
But you are having a relapse in your confidence.
That's the thing I'm talking
Remember
about.
When I was off your show for 2 weeks? It was because I got suspended because of my bad take.
When you abandoned us? I think you just went to the afternoon show and filled in a bunch.
Oh, that's
right. Or
was
it the morning show?
Might have been. That was the other day that Haw was trying to get me on the morning show. Because we had 3 people on our show. And
why
had one
I,
person
I felt
on his
so
show.
Bad because we had a 3-person show,
right?
And David had a 1-person
and
show.
And we said no to him when he asked for one of us to go in the studio.
That was not our call. That was Ryan Porth's call.
It was. No, why? Mark can't go and play. He's got to stay in his meeting with the rest. And Hall's I'm all alone here, man. Give me somebody.
So we've also gotten in, I think, what is a missing link piece of sound.
Oh.
From Kyle Tucker when it comes to, you need a day, but why don't you need more days? So how have his swing mechanics been impacted by this injury to his hand?
Are there mechanical things that you're working through that you think may have been kind of effects of trying to, of the hand? Just with your swing?
I don't know, maybe at first, but I mean, I feel fine. I mean, I don't really know mechanically, I guess, wise, what potentially could be the issue. I mean, if you got any suggestions, listen. But I don't know. I mean, you know, I feel like I'm still swinging at the pitches I want to and taking the ones I don't want to swing at. I just, you know, the pitches over the plate, I just end up fouling off, or, you know, might swing and miss at times. And, you know, then I just end up getting in worse counts and kind of just doesn't work out from there. But, I mean, I still swing at the pitches. I just need to figure out how to put those forward instead of, you know, not.
None of this sounds confident to me.
I know it's tongue-in-cheek, but if you guys have any suggestions to the Cubs beat, does it make me feel great for sure?
Sorry, I was just a couple things.
None of this makes me feel confident.
No, it shouldn't. For the first time, I'm seeing the Olivia Rodrigo pictures of her hanging out with her girls watching the Cubs game, and that's sick. The other thing, too, did we mention, maybe I missed it, there was, you guys like the
so
order of operations? I know.
Saturday.
Well, it's in my feed here. It just popped up. And then right after that, there is a tweet from, and maybe you mentioned this and I missed it, Zoe Grossman reporting that Miguel Amaya is looking at a return to the Cubs for the series next week in Toronto, Craig Counsell said.
Yeah, everybody was giving updates on that last night,
okay,
too.
Okay, I missed
they?
That. I missed it.
Yeah, that there was an Amaya update. There was also an Assad update. So Assad, I think Counsell said the start after this one upcoming is the goal. So
that'd be real nice.
Those are good things.
Talk about a guy who could maybe give you a little energy in the offense, and that's not something we would have said about Miguel Amaya last year.
Well, and he gives his starting pitchers energy, too, when he's catching.
Amen.
So shout out to Miguel Amaya and Zoe Grossman. Thanks for being a part of this one. Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer, Jacob Stutz, Connor O'Donnell. Our Twitch mob was having some fun today. Thanks for being a part of it to you, Mark Grody.
Thanks for having me, Layla. I appreciate it.
We will bring you Cubs baseball next on the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Game 3 of the Red Series on The Score.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.